Good afternoon. Welcome to the FactSet Evening Market Recap. Today is Thursday, August 11th. U.S. equities finished mixed in Thursday trading, with the S&P shedding its morning strength. The Dow finished up nearly a tenth of a percent, while the S&P fell by about the same amount, and the Nasdaq fell 0.6%. This came after Wednesday's broad rally that was sparked by softer-than-feared July CPI data. Stocks are still on track for solid weekly gains. Energy was the standout sector today on crude's rally. Entertainment, banks, PNC insurers, media, road and rail, and machinery were among the other outperformers. The fan mags, pharma, managed care, biotech, autos, and dollar stores were some of the laggards. Treasuries were weaker with a big steepening move. The 2-year, 10-year spread improved again and ended near negative 32 basis points. The dollar index was flat, though still off about 1.3% for the week. Gold ended down 0.4%. Bitcoin futures were up 2.5%, though off best levels. WTI crude settled up 2.6%. July producer prices dropped 0.5% month over month against forecasts for a 0.3% monthly increase and June's upwardly revised 1.1% pace. Core PPI rose 0.2% month over month, below consensus for a 0.4% increase, which was also June's pace. Goods prices fell at the fastest monthly pace since April of 2020, driven by a 17% drop in gasoline prices. Services prices were up 0.1% month over month, the third consecutive monthly increase, with rises in fuel and lubricants retailing, securities brokerage, hospital outpatient care, and auto parts retailing. This follows yesterday's July CPI, which saw a flat monthly headline read and a below-consensus rise in core prices. Elsewhere, weekly initial jobless claims printed at 262,000, near the 264,000 consensus, but higher than the prior week's downwardly revised 248,000. Continuing claims came in at 1.428 million, much higher than the 1.388 million consensus, but roughly in line with the prior week's 1.416 million. These economic reports come alongside ongoing Fed speak arguing that the bank's inflation taming work remains unfinished. The Fed's Mary Daly said that a 50 basis point rate hike at the September FOMC meeting is her baseline, and stressed that inflation remains too high and not near the central bank's goal. The Wall Street Journal noted that the Fed will want to see more evidence of cooling inflation before deciding on the magnitude of September tightening. Reuters reported that the Biden administration is recalibrating its thinking on whether to scrap some China tariffs or potentially impose new ones following a rampant tensions surrounding Taiwan in the wake of Speaker Pelosi's visit. Press reports flagged the fall in U.S. average retail gasoline prices below $4 a gallon to the lowest level since early March. The big question for investors remains whether stocks are engaged in a bear market rally or something more substantial. The S&P is now up about 15% since hitting a year-to-date closing low on June 16th, and some concerns are being raised about overbought conditions. The path of least resistance has seemed to remain higher, with traction behind the peak inflation narrative and positioning dynamics. There's also talk of a pickup in activity from price indiscriminate buyers like CTAs and corporates, while the near-complete Q3 earnings season has been characterized as better than feared. On the flip side, bearish talking points have revolved around a fairly aggressive Fed pushback against the policy pivot narrative, a pickup in companies highlighting softening demand and macro headwinds, and continued expectations for a more meaningful earnings reset to reflect both the macro environment and sticky inflation. Turning to the day's corporate news, Disney reported earnings last night, beating on park strength, while direct-to-consumer commentary was well-received and the company raised prices. Shares finished the day up 4.7%. Coupang was a big gainer early on its beat and raise, but closed down 5.4% as the market softened throughout the day. Cardinal Health earnings came in light and the company announced a CEO change, while also announcing an improvement plan for the medical segment. Shares rose 5.2%. AppLovin, which announced the proposal to combine with Unity Software on Tuesday, last night flagged softening in consumer gaming demand as it reported earnings. Its shares fell 15%. Dutch Bros rose 5.2% on its earnings, helped by a July comp improvement, margin beat, and thoughts that its reiterated full-year guidance may be conservative. Bumble earnings and revenue were a touch ahead of consensus, with some drag from product delays. Its shares fell 8.6%. Sonos came under pressure, falling 25% as it missed and cut full-year guidance, flagging heightened macro headwinds, foreign exchange, and push out of new product launch. Outside of earnings, ValueAct disclosed a 6.7% stake in New York Times, shares of which spiked nearly 11% on the news. That's it for this edition of the FactSet Evening Market Recap. Have a good evening, everyone.